What's good, mi gente? My name is Maria Isa.
And I'm Ariana Hennis.
And we are Latina Theory. We're here live on Audio Booms. Shout out to those tuning in live or tuning in a little later. We're currently at Powderhorn Park in Minneapolis for the
International Workers' Day
and the Immigrant March that's happening in Minneapolis, recognizing international workers and standing in solidarities with our gente here and our gente mundial who are demanding, you know, equality,
right?
And demanding to resist peacefully, et cetera. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what you've been seeing today. I mean, I'm hearing helicopters in the sky, obviously. We've got marchers coming in from Lake and Nicollet.
Obviously.
Arriving soon.
Yes. They're also heavily policed. That's a whole other conversation.
There's a large amount of police in the park, for sure. And there's just children playing right now, and it seems that things are going smoothly in the march, but you know, things are happening here. They're happening in every major city nationally, along with internationally. Mexico, right?
Yeah, we have in Mexico right now, one of the biggest protests going on is led by teachers who are protesting not only all the cuts that are happening to education, but also the massive shift in curriculum. So starting to teach kids through a very corporate lens instead of teaching them about their own history.
Right.
And this teachers union is particularly radical. They're like highlighting also like how neoliberal policies have really destroyed the economy in Mexico and why so many people are poor. And so, you know, taking this day of what you're highlighting, Maria, of International Workers' Day to really highlight all kinds of issues that are impacting our communities. And I think for me on this day, which is also Maria Isa's birthday, everyone.
Right.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so loved, Maria.
I love you. And mama, I put my mama to work on Labor Day.
Right?
Sorry, mama.
is to know that all across the globe, people are protesting, like what you said, for equality, for better rights, for women's rights, for their right to water, like et cetera, right?
Definitely. Like right now in Puerto Rico is our Paro Nacional every May 1st, and, you know, our gente are resisting, and I'm just getting some footage sent in from Grito de Sunset Park, who's on the main ground right now in Rio Piedras, who's been there since this morning. And police have been tear gassing and pepper spraying and just seizing peaceful protesters, along with arresting many of our educational leaders from on campus at the UP right now.
Who are really speaking out against what specifically?
Speaking out against of how the government has been mistreating Puerto Ricanos, the educational system, as right as social services from before Hurricane Maria and now after Hurricane Maria.
Because you were just in Puerto Rico, right?
Just came back, you know, a few days ago, and it was you know, my heart is there. I wish, you know, I'm here with my gente here in Minnesota. My heart is here, but my heart is also in Puerto Rico with my hermanas and hermanos down there, de resistencia, que están luchando. And it's heartbreaking, you know, when you have to leave your family members without light and water, who haven't had it in their homes for 7 months, and seeing others that are other family members that, you know, don't have those issues because of the area that they live in. So like if you're in the city, you know, and you got generators, you're surviving, but you're surviving off diesel fuel as well on those generators. And then you see your familia who doesn't have the same means, struggling just for clean water and living in dark, and children in the montes to the caños, the swamps, that their houses have been completely torn apart and no one's came. So we've been doing a lot of work down there, and just to see, you know, our groups of the diaspora that have been the ones to bring hope to those communities that are down there and now getting, you know, literally pushed down and beat up by the government. It's just an everyday struggle that we continue to battle, just like, you know, our workers here that are trying to stay here with their families. I mean, I think about these babies around us, that fear of their parents being detained and them being detained. So a lot of stuff we're going to be covering more today, though. That's why we're here, right?
We're here. We're, you know, at Latina Theory, we always talk about how do we give voice to our stories in a bigger platform and do it beyond borders? And so really wanting to highlight the struggles that are going on around the world. Like Maria just highlighted what's going on in Puerto Rico. I highlighted a little bit of what's going on in Mexico. And those are just two parts of the world, right?
Right.
We have Russia, Spain, like
yep.
all these different
Palestine,
countries.
Palestine. Yep.
People are protesting. And
Nicaragua.
You highlighting how like, it's not always like, it's not like the government always treats people fairly, right? People are getting attacked. People mm-hmm. are risking a lot to speak mm-hmm. out against what's going on. And so really wanting to honor that.
Yeah. And just asking questions, you know,
yeah.
looking for answers. A lot of the time that I had in Puerto Rico was, you know, you've seen FEMA around, you've seen these terms of emergency relief, mm-hmm. you know, management on shirts mm-hmm. and badges and tents. And when we would ask them, you know, our questions in a way of creating, you know, a space and a dialogue of how what's happening, what are you doing, because we're not seeing it,
mm-hmm.
and what we do see is depopulizing of our people, and you know, people without medicine, people mm-hmm. haven't been checked, you know, and it's really heartbreaking because that's not just happening there, like Adi said, it's happening all over the world. So just as human beings, it's like, what are, you know, what can we do to continue to face, it's not even an obstacle, it's these reality of this life of how we're just trying to live, literally
yes.
live, and
yeah.
show things peacefully and demonstrate and make a future for our children that is a lot smoother than what our parents have had to live through and our ancestors. So on that note, we're going to ask some few questions and interview some community leaders and people who are in the march.
Yep,
absolutely. And have dedicated their day today specifically for human rights.
Yes.
So tune in. We're going to catch up a little later.
All right, and we're back here with Latina Theory. On the background, you hear the danzantes who are part of the march happening in Powderhorn Park in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Latina Theory is in the house. We are covering International Workers Day and really just taking some time to speak to la gente, to hear about why they're marching today, what's important to them, what stories they want to highlight. And so joining us soon will be Joanna. I'm going to let her introduce herself. And she's going to be talking to us a little bit about why she's marching here on International Workers' Day. All right. And so here we have our very first guest of our coverage of International Workers' Day with Latina Theory. Do you want to let folks know who you are?
Yeah, my name is Joanna. I'm a student and a teacher here in Minneapolis.
All right, Joanna. Thank you so much for talking with us. So can you talk to us a little bit about why you're marching today on International Workers' Day?
Okay, I'm marching in solidarity with all the workers of the world. Specifically, though, today I'm marching with those workers that are under threat and constantly under attack. I was first introduced to International Workers' Day through organizing for immigrant rights in Las Vegas, where I'm from. And to me, it's very clear that even though this country runs on immigrant labor, they are consistently under threat, being harassed and being threatened with deportation. I'm also marching for the Central American folks who are at the border basically asking for asylum in this country, and who this president is demonizing and saying are a threat to our country when they are not. Also, I think for specifically this May Day, I'm also marching for sex workers who are under threat right now.
Absolutely.
When every avenue that was much more protected for them and under their control is under attack by our president and by this conservative government right now.
Thank you so much. And so, Joanna, on this day, what we also want to give folks opportunity to say, is there any one story or a shout out or anything specific that you want to make sure to share today on this podcast on International Workers' Day?
I don't have a specific story. I think I just want to say that solidarity and organizing and standing up for one another is the only way that we're going to win. As we're under attack, and I just want to encourage folks to join the fight, to get educated, and to learn more about how they can be in solidarity with other workers.
Absolutely. And my last question for you, Joanna, is would you feel comfortable letting folks, how you identify? Are you Latina? Are you like, what specifically? This is, we like to highlight specific voices on this podcast, sure. So we let folks self-identify.
Yeah, so the sign that we brought today says, like, Viva los trabajadores, las Jotas, y las mujeres, specifically because I identify as a queer Latina feminist woman. So that's who I'm here repping today, and that's who I'm here in solidarity with as well. So.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, mi gente, and we are back here. Latina Theory is at the International Workers' Day March in Powderhorn. We just heard from Joanna. Thank you so much, Chingona, for letting us ask you a couple questions about why you're marching today. Y ahora vamos a seguir esta conversación, pero en español. Estamos aquí con toda una chingona, una trabajadora que admiro mucho, Lucila. Lucila, ¿cómo estás hoy?
Bien, aquí estamos este día presentes.
¿Y podrías contarnos por qué estás marchando hoy este día del trabajador?
Ya, exactamente. Hoy es el Día Internacional del Trabajador y estamos aquí siempre, cada año, conmemorando las acciones que hicieron nuestros compañeros en Chicago, que también lucharon por los derechos laborales años atrás. Entonces, ellos sufrieron mucho y padecieron por luchar por estos derechos cuando se decía que ellos eran muy explotados, abusados en trabajo, que ellos tenían que trabajar 16, 18 horas diarias. Entonces, la pelea fue que ellos estaban pidiendo que los valores humanos y dijeron, pues queremos que nuestra vida sea mejorada y justa. Entonces ellos decidieron que merecíamos trabajar únicamente 8 horas, y es la una parte importante que a la fecha se mantiene hasta la fecha, que uh-huh. trabajamos 8 horas diarias, uh-huh. y bueno, ya sí tenemos que trabajar como más horas extras, pero son respetadas pagando un dinero extra.
Y tú trabajas aquí en Minneapolis en esto específicamente, ¿verdad, Lucila? Para
sí.
nuestros la gente que no sepa del
sí.
trabajo que tú haces.
Bueno, yo trabajo primero quiero mencionar también que, igual como todo trabajador, en los años pasados también fui explotada de la misma manera. Y bueno, parte de injusticias que habían en los trabajos me llevó ahora a estar aquí defendiendo, igual trabajando para los derechos de los trabajadores, hablando un poco sobre cómo damos educación para ellos, si conocen las leyes laborales. Y bueno, continuamos como dando ayuda a todo trabajador que tenga violaciones y injusticias en los trabajos.
Claro que sí. ¿Y es de parte de cuál organización?
Bueno, ahora está el Centro de Trabajadores Unidos en Lucha, CETUL, uh-huh. que actualmente, bueno, y quiero mencionar también que yo llegué a esta organización también porque yo pasé mucho tiempo, como 10 años tal vez, uh-huh. El robo de salario, siempre uh-huh. en todos los trabajos, uh-huh. Me robaban trabajo y siempre yo decía que iba a otro trabajo, igual me roban. Y así fue la secuencia de que en cada trabajo siempre me robaban o había una injusticia y lo dejaba y iba a otro, ¿no? Entonces hace, pues quiero decir que tal vez unos 5 años fue cuando ya decidí, y siempre he dicho esto, que ya no que quise más cambiar de trabajo, sino que ahora buscar mejorar las condiciones de los trabajos. Entonces es por eso que me enfoqué mucho en trabajar para defender los derechos laborales de mis compañeros.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias, Lucila, por todo tu trabajo y por tu tiempo también.
Sí, y bueno, aquí estamos y para lo que se ofrezca, seguimos en la lucha.
Y aquí le voy a decir a Lucila que voy a tener que invitarla otra vez a Latina Theory para toda una entrevista más larga para saber más sobre tu historia y el trabajo que has estado haciendo.
Sí, está bien, yo me comprometo, solo me dicen cuándo y si me dan la oportunidad, ¿por qué no? Es importante y no como contar mi historia, sino ver lo que realmente hemos hecho y lo que se está logrando para los
punto.
Trabajadores, porque a veces nunca mencionamos que realmente el quien busca estos cambios y esos son los mismos trabajadores, ¿no? Que levanta la voz el trabajador, y igual como mencioné estos trabajadores de Chicago, que levantaron la voz, organizaron, y aunque ellos tuvieron que perder la vida, igual ahora seguimos luchando con con los mismos trabajadores levantando la voz, y es lo que estamos siempre tratando de buscar para estos trabajadores el beneficio. Y como dije, pues yo me cuento porque yo también fui una persona afectada también. Yo fui una persona que viví igual las mismas consecuencias que todo trabajador vive, y por eso ahora estoy comprometida con mis compañeros.
Muchas gracias, Lucila.
Sí.
All right, mi gente, aquí estamos con otra chingona de la comunidad, Susana de León. Muchas gracias por estar aquí con nosotros.
Hola, Ariana. Muchísimas gracias. Es un placer siempre verte y también poder platicar contigo un ratito.
Muchas gracias. Y Susana, ¿podrías decirnos por qué estás marchando hoy?
Esta marcha es muy importante para mí porque toda mi comunidad, mis amigos, las personas que más amo, son trabajadores. Y son trabajadores que no solamente enfrentan todos los problemas de un trabajador cotidiano, sino que también encima de eso tenemos todo el trauma y todo el odio que se está dirigiendo hacia nuestra comunidad por ser personas que venimos de otro país. Para mí es importante salir entre la comunidad, por nuestros mismos barrios, nuestras mismas calles, y que los trabajadores que vienen de su trabajo cansados vean que aquí hay fuerza y que estamos todos unidos.
Muchas gracias, Susana. Y para la gente que no sepa, ¿puedes decirnos cuál es tu país? ¿Quién es tu gente?
Pues mi gente es toda, ¿eh? Los que quieran ser. Uh-huh. Pero en realidad la gente, yo vengo de una mamá que es costurera. Uh-huh. Toda mi familia son trabajadores obreros. Entonces para mí mi gente es la gente trabajadora, la gente, toda la gente que venga de todos lados de este país y de otros países. Uh-huh. Pero yo nací en México. Uh-huh. Así que un saludo a todos los mexicanos.
¡Qué bueno!
Y de ahí estamos todos unidos. Aquí no hay división porque cuando nos atacan no se dan cuenta que si eres ciudadano o eres residente, eres café y con eso hay. Uh-huh. Entonces hay que defendernos todos juntos.
¿Y hay alguien en particular, a una historia, cualquier cosa que quieres mencionar en este día, honrar?
Pues hay muchas historias. Uh-huh. Desafortunadamente hay mucha gente que trabaja día y noche. Tengo unos amigos en particular que trabajan dos trabajos, nunca han pedido un 5 de ayuda del gobierno y tienen 4 hijos. Uh-huh. Y ellos trabajan bastante. Uh-huh. Tanto, y a pesar tienen el tiempo de jugar con sus hijos y de ser felices. Entonces yo le deseo a todo el mundo que a pesar de las adversidades encuentren el tiempo de ser felices. Claro. Y que honren a sus ancestros de esta manera.
Claro que sí. Y la última pregunta de hoy, ¿podrías decirnos un poquito del trabajo que haces tú en la comunidad?
Claro, por amor soy activista y organizadora y agitadora, y me gusta trabajar con diferentes organizaciones de manera directa y de manera indirecta, dándoles ayuda legal. Y como trabajo, tengo un trabajo que soy abogada de inmigración, pero mi pasión es la danza y el trabajo espiritual que logramos con todos los jóvenes que aquí viven, y que los invitamos a la danza, ¿verdad? Para que vengan y conozcan pues nuestras raíces, aunque no sean de México, el tambor es para todos. Uh-huh. Y la espiritualidad, todos queremos pertenecer a algo, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. Y pues alguien cree en nosotros, alguien superior que nosotros, quizás en el pluriverso, nos están mandando buenas vibras y nosotros también mandamos buenas vibras. Así que ese es mi trabajo, es un trabajo muy grande, pero que se disfruta mucho. Y vénganse a la danza con el Calpulli Quetzalcoatlicue. Los espero en el colegio el miércoles de 6 a 8 y ahí les digo todo.
Ok, muchísimas gracias, Susana.
Gracias.
All right, mi gente, El Latina Theory is back. Here with me, we have three badass mujeres latinas, all in high school, who are out here organizing and doing great work. And so I'm actually going to let them introduce themselves, and we'll go from there.
Mi nombre es, in English?
It's in Spanglish, girl. Whatever you feel comfortable with. Latina Theory is like Spanglish.
My name's Maria Elena, and I'm from Southwest.
Southwest, awesome.
Yo me llamo Selena, y yo soy de Southwest.
I'm Ashley. I go to Southwest. I'm a freshman.
Awesome. All right. So can you all share with me why you decided to march today on International Workers' Day? Whoever wants to jump in can jump in.
I can go. Mm-hmm. So my parents are immigrants, and as a Latina, I think I should stand up for my people. I know that we've been oppressed for centuries. Our ancestors were oppressed, and we shouldn't let the capital system oppress people anymore. That's why I think that we should have a socialist type of economic system in the United States, in every country, because it does not only help minorities, but it helps students, helps immigrants, it helps everyone who has been oppressed for centuries. That is why I march, and every time I march, I always march with has a significance. You can cut that.
Ashley has probably one of the most baddest answers we've gotten today on why she's marching today. All right, anybody else want to join in?
Well, the reason why I came to the march was because I, like Ashley said, I have immigrant parents who really don't have a voice in this world. Maybe because they don't know the native language, which is English, and they can't really speak for themselves, which that's what I came in here today to speak for them.
Thank you so much. And what about you, Mariana?
I also have immigrant parents. I came to march because I think that workers from all over that place, not only like Latin America, have been oppressed. Like everyone that's not white has been oppressed for such a long time, and it's not fair for them. It's not fair to have, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not fair for them. And I think that that's why I march, and that's why a lot of people march. And it's not only Latinos that march, it's everyone in general. And then, like, that's why I march.
Wonderful. And so do you all want to tell folks a little bit about the student group and the organizing that you're doing in your high school as well?
So like I said, I'm Ashley. When I was in the eighth grade, I started to speak about socialism and a capitalist system. And there from I know that I didn't, at that point I knew that I wasn't actually doing, I was just speaking, and that I wasn't telling other people, but I wasn't actually telling more people, you know, spreading the word. That is why I joined MIROC, which helps protect immigrants' rights. From there, I thought that having a Latinx club at my school was a good thing, since Southwest has a lot of kids who are Caucasian and who are not Latinx. From there, like I said, I am a socialist, and I will always be. That is why I thought that, that is why I joined an organization that focused on socialism. And that is, from there, I am thinking now of having something like that at my school, where we need it a lot.
Wonderful. And what about you? Are you also part of the student group?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm actually just joined a few weeks ago we started.
Got it.
And we're pretty much the group for all Latinos, because in our school, we're pretty much full of Caucasian, real small group of Latinos, and we all pretty much joined together to have a voice in this school, because in our school, we are seen like in a way lower class, because the people that are like the higher ones in a way are the whites, and but we just want a voice, not only for us, but for other races too.
Obviously, so wonderful. Well, at Latina Theory, we are so excited to know that y'all are out here. You fill us with hope, because you let us know that La Lucha is real and is going to continue, and that y'all are the future, and
thank
you're here
you.
Now.
This is y'all's. This is yours. This is ours, right?
And for our listeners, Maria Isa was performing, and that is why she was not part of the interview process, and she did a fantastic job.
Thank you for tuning in. Like, once again, we're here at Powderhorn Park for the Immigrant Workers March and International Workers Day, Labor Day, el Día de la Gente, Día de los Trabajadores, and seguimos para adelante luchando. Gracias, ladies, for giving us hope.
Thank you
and,
so much.
We look. How can we learn more and follow up on your group?
Well, I just recently spoke to Maria Lisa, and some kids in our club did want to know more people who were Latina, who did something good in this world, not just white guys and, you know, white people.
Absolutely.
That is why we asked Maria Lisa to come to our Latinx club and talk about her career and what she did and the struggle she might have, she still has in her life. So, yeah.
We're going to do that. Latina Theory, me and Ariana Hennies can't wait to come visit you guys.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
When you guys get more established, hit us up on Twitter and Facebook.
Please do. And what's the name of your group?
Latinx
group at Southwest High School.
Shout out.
Came a long way, Southwest. And nosotros no nos vamos ningún lado, ¿verdad? So on that note, thanks for tuning in to Latina Theory.
Thank you so much, mi gente.